Catching crabs is big business in Oregon and California in the month of December, most Decembers anyway. So far this December, nothing. The Dungeness crab season has yet to open in the ocean waters of either state, since the crabs still test for unacceptably high levels of domoic acid. That's the leftover of the huge toxic algae bloom in the ocean around the middle of this year. Let's get a sense of the situation and the outlook. Hugh Link is with the Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Hugh, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a bit about the commission and what its responsibilities are.
Sure. The Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission is solely funded by the fishermen through an assessment that they pay based on the cash value of the Dungeness crab harvest in Oregon. So we do marketing, promotion, education, and research. We're under the umbrella of the Oregon Department of Agriculture. We do a lot of issues management. We're probably the go-to place right now for questions about the commercial season, since we represent just the commercial fleet. And this is pretty much unprecedented, and we're making sure we do the right things as we go along.
So let's get into the unprecedented part of this. There really has been nothing quite like this particular delay for this long?
We've had delays this long before, but it's mainly to do with shell-to-meat ratio, making sure the crabs are of the highest quality to get to market. And we do preseason testing in early November to determine if the crabs are ready for market or look like they're filling in good enough to make sure that consumers get the best value. And if they're still trying to fill in that meat from the summer molt, we sometimes let them sit for a little while until they're ready, and we know that the consumers are going to get the best bang for the buck.
So it's a bulking up time, in a sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So when does the season usually start? Is it usually around December 1st or somewhere thereabouts?
Yes. Normally it's December 1st. And, you know, we've had reasons before. As I just stated, the soft shell or the meat fill has been mainly the only delay we've had for the season. Or, you know, we also have had times when we haven't been able to come up with a price right away by December 1st, and sometimes the guys will hold in until they get that all worked out. But this year is, as I said, unprecedented. We haven't had a closure for domoic acid toxins in the crab for a long time, but actually says a good thing. You know, we're in North America, we have some of the safest shellfish and fish in the world because of our rigorous testing and monitoring of those toxins. So,
Hugh, was there a belief that the domoic acid levels would be down by now?
Well, I'm sure there was a hope that it would be down by now. But, you know, looking at our neighbors to the north and south, Washington had issues this summer. And then early in the year, California started showing the toxins rising. And we kind of had an idea that there may be issues with as large a toxic algae bloom as we had off the Pacific Northwest. And we were kept keeping a good eye on it. Matter of fact, I met with a food safety manager in May to discuss the possibility of elevated domoic acid in the crab at the beginning of the season. I'm glad I did.
Wow, that was I was really thinking ahead. But so that it was actually a factor, or believed to be a factor, suspected of being a factor that far back.
Yeah, you know, we do testing every single year for it, and I think the last time we've shown elevated levels in the crab anyway was back in 2003. It's frequently found in the bivalves, the razors and mussels and things like that that filter feed. So when we know there's elevated levels in those certain shellfish that are also food for our Dungeness crab, we start making sure that we know when we're going to be doing testing and how rigorous the testing we'll have to do.
So how often is the testing happening now? And I wonder if the levels are showing declines as you go from test to test.
Well, FDA guidelines say we need 7 days between our tests. As everybody knows, the weather's not been very pretty lately, so we hadn't been able to get it on an exact 7-day schedule because of being able to get boats out safely. Our commercial guys volunteer their time and their crew and their boats to go out and get, they travel quite a ways to get just 8 crab from each port to be able to get tested, and we want to make sure they're safe, obviously. Good news is we've got boats on the water right now. Today was a little break in the weather. We were able to get boats from all the ports that are supposed to get samples again, which is Newport, Coos Bay, Brookings, and Port Orford. So boats are on the water. I just got a text from one boat, said he'd set his north string and he's on his way to his south string. So that's good news.
Crab will be caught today.
Yes, it will.
For testing, anyway. Hugh Link is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission. And you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the delay in the season caused by the domoic acid delivered from the toxic algae bloom in the Pacific this year. Phone number here if you'd like to join this discussion, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. What do we know about the effects on people who eat crabs with high levels of this acid?
Well, I'm really not an expert on that, but there is, you know, the upper GI, the issues with vomiting, diarrhea, that kind of thing, and it'd have to be a pretty high level, Jeff. The federal government set the parts per million for action level at 30 parts per million, so when a crab gets to 30 parts per million, that's when we take action and make sure we do what our health and food safety people tell us to do, and this year it was just close that particular area that had the elevated levels. You know, last thing we want to do is make anybody sick. Because of our, you know, the rigorous testing that we've done back in the early 80s when they really figured out, or late 80s, they actually figured out what this toxin did to people and other animals, they started doing the major testing, and I'm glad to report that, as far as I know, nobody's been sick from any domoic poisoning from crab anyway since the late 80s. And I don't think anybody's ever been sick from crab that we can document.
Yeah, it's good to know. The interesting history of domoic acid I was uncovering yesterday, I was reading a little further into this, but that since it is a neurotoxin, any creatures that eat creatures that have high levels of domoic acid can certainly have strange things happen to their brains. And I was reading about a bird situation in Capitola, California, 1961, which was then later reflected in Hitchcock's movie The Birds, apparently caused by domoic acid. So there is some history here for sure. If we're talking 30 parts per million as the point at which they're deemed unsafe, how high have the levels been running in Dungeness crab this year, Hugh?
Well, the highest we've seen in Oregon was 70 parts per million. Mm-hmm. And our last testing, interestingly enough, everything was below 30 parts per million on the whole coast, which is good news, and it meant that we could have opened. But the FDA, the food safety is also looking at the levels as the time before they were a little lower, and this last time they were a bit higher, still below the 30 parts per million, but they're taking an abundance of caution. And making sure that everything that goes to market is completely safe. So that's why we continued our delay on the Oregon coast, is not because there was domoic over the level, but because they were close, and we wanted to take another little look to make sure they weren't elevating. We would hope that that this toxin, you know, it's naturally occurring and it dissipates over time, and we've had lots of good storms, and it's cooling off the water a little bit, and moving things around, so our hope is that the next test will show that they're well below and on the decline. But that said, down in the California area, there's been some pretty high levels reported in some of the crab down there. I think the highest I've seen is 270 parts per million.
Wow, that is very high. Does it affect the crabs themselves, Hugh? Can you see any differences in their appearance or behavior or anything?
No, that's the interesting part. I wish it was a quick and easy test where we could just look at them and go, oh, this one's got domoic, but it isn't. It doesn't seem to affect them. They don't die from it. They do displace it and get it out of their systems over time, and the only way to check it is, interestingly enough, we cook the crab and we eviscerate them, which take the guts out and put it in a bag and send it off the lab, and then they do their part of it, which I guess is pretty labor intensive to check it and see if there is any domoic. And it normally takes 3+ days to get that testing done.
Given the fact that you, it sounds like the tests end up about a week apart, and then there's 3 days of testing. So it sounds like even if today's crab come back good, you're talking, no sooner than probably December 20th or so to open the season if you get a good report today.
Well, actually, the management the way we'll do it is we'll wait for those test results, and then we'll have a meeting with the management, with our advisors from the different ports and the industry, the production, some of the production people and the management, and we'll discuss the results and how they look, and then we'll make a plan for an opener with the other two states, Washington and California. After our call with management, they'll all meet with the managers of the fish and wildlife from the other states, and they will figure out what day we're going to open. They like to give the fleet 5 days notice prior to the pre-soak. So there's 5 days added to when they finally make the decision. They'll tell the fishermen what date that they'll be able to start dropping their gear. They'll give them 5 days ahead of that. And then there's a three-day pre-soak is what we call it, which allows everybody to get their gear out in the water and let it soak for a little while before they start pulling the pots when the green light goes on.
So we're talking maybe December 26th at the earliest.
Yeah, it'll be after, depending on the day we get the results. I mean, miracles happen. We may get them just in a couple of days, but it's not likely. There's no guarantee. More than likely, we'll get the results the first of the week, and then we can start making plans. So it'd likely be after Christmas before we could drop gear.
Hugh Link, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's with the Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission. We're talking about the situation with the crab fishery. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join us by phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. You already partially answered this about the different concentrations in different places, because you mentioned California still up to 270 parts per million, getting around or below 30 parts per million in Oregon. Could Oregon open its Dungeness crab fishery independent of the other two states, or do you generally like to do that together?
Well, that's a decision we let the managers make together. It's since we border two different states that also have Dungeness crab, it's a good idea to let them all work it out between the states to make it organized and safe. That's the most important thing, is to get this thing open safely and make sure everybody has that 72-hour pre-soak so that they have time to get everything out and there's no rushing around trying to get everything done and making mistakes.
Are there ever any limited openings, like between this river and this river, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a good point. There have been times, actually in 2003, when we had the Demoic issue with crabs, and it was mainly on, if I remember correctly, it was in the south, and what we did is we drew an imaginary line out in the ocean that was well far away from any of the elevated levels, and anything that was caught below that line, they had what they call an evisceration order, and which meant that they had to back and clean the crab before they cooked them, so that it got all those toxins that were in the guts away from the meat, and it worked out just fine. But this time, they're just with elevated levels also in California. They just felt that it was best to close the area completely and make sure everybody stayed safe.
You mentioned with the storms there might be some changes in concentrations of domoic acid. I wonder also if the rain in western Oregon, there's been a lot of it, obviously, sending more fresh water into the ocean, if that plays any part in diluting the domoic acid down to acceptable levels.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know, you know, there was some testing that was done on the water when it was highly elevated, and the water was actually showing levels of domoic, but with it being stirred up quite a bit and everything moving around as much as it has been with the high seas and that kind of thing, we can only hope that it would dissipate a little faster and get things rolling.
Hugh, what is usually the end of Dungeness crab season?
Typically the end of the season is August 15th. We start on summer rules the second Monday in June. Is when we go down to a limited amount of crab can be brought in, mainly to protect the crab in the molt and pretty much slow things down to a level where not that many people find it financially viable to go out and catch crab. That gets a little less, a little more being careful with the resource, and because when they're in their molt, they are weaker, and we don't want to handle as many crab.
Oh, I didn't realize it was quite so long a season. It's almost like the NBA or Major League Soccer, just a few months off.
It is a long season, although, you know, the effort's pretty heavy in the first part of the season, and 75 to 80% of the crab are caught in the first 8 to 10 weeks of the fishery. And a lot of the larger boats tend to move into other fisheries, get ready for the Oregon pink shrimp season and things like that, and some of the some of the boats that work and have a limited area to work out of their ports continue to stay out there and throw pots and get enough to make a living.
So it's not like there won't be a season. It'll just start. I mean, is there a, does anybody keep a record on the latest start for the Dungeness crab season in Oregon?
Well, the latest that we could have would be January 15th, and that's in our protocol, on our tri-state protocol for soft shell. If we continue to test until the crab are ready, the latest they'll open it is January 15th. But for a Demoic closure, it's health and human safety, so it could last until we know the crab are safe for the consumer. And all our boats are more than willing to do that. They don't want to fish on any crab that's not going to be safe in the marketplace.
The Demoic acid aside, I mean, what's the general meat growth? Does it look like they would be ready without that without the health warning?
More good news there, Jeff. We did a testing in November, actually November 6th and 7th. We tested all ports, brought in crab from all those ports, and they far exceeded the minimum meat fill to open up on December 1st. So then that was back in November. So when we open up on these crab, they're going to be some of the fullest, juiciest crab we've seen in years out on the marketplace.
Down to our last minute here, Hugh. How big a fishery is the Dungeness crab fishery in Oregon in crabs taken, in dollars, whatever measures you use?
Yeah, you know, in the last few years, 2 years ago, we had almost $50 million brought to the docks, to the fishermen. The year before last, we had over $50 million brought to the docks and paid to the fishermen. And this last year, we had $33 million. You know, that's to the fishermen. When you put an economic multiplier, a conservative economic multiplier of two on that, we're talking close to $100 million a year that we bring in to the Oregon's economy and the coastal economy. So there's a lot of people that depend on those dollars.
All right, a big deal fishery still waiting for Demoic acid to comply and get those levels down. So we should hear results of tests probably sometime later this week. Hugh Link is with the Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission, and he guided us through the discussion today. Hugh, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
All right, it's a pleasure.